Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. One of the traditions in the opening days of the state legislature is an address from the Chief Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court. This year, after the retirement of Chief Justice David Gilbertson, the court has a new leader. Chief Justice Stephen Jensen spoke to a joint session of the state legislature last week. He praised his predecessor and outlined several new initiatives for legislative consideration. Here he is in his own words.
It's now my privilege to introduce our new Chief Justice. In 2017, former Governor Dennis Dugard appointed First Judicial Circuit Judge Stephen Jensen to the South Dakota Supreme Court. That appointment recognized Justice Jensen's devotion to the rule of law. Last year, with the impending retirement of longtime Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Dave Gilbertson, Justice Jensen received another great honor. His Supreme Court colleagues elected him to be our next Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court. Prior to his time on the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Jensen worked in private practice and then served 14 years on the circuit bench, with 8 of those years as First Circuit presiding judge. He earned his undergraduate degree from Bethel University and his Juris Doctor from the University of South Dakota School of Law. Will the Sergeant at Arms please announce the arrival of the Chief Justice.
Members of the People's House and friends and family in the gallery, would you please welcome the Honorable Chief Justice Stephen Jensen.
It is truly a privilege to address this joint session of the legislature on behalf of the judicial branch of government. As I begin my term as Chief Justice, I look forward to working with Governor Noem and this legislature on matters impacting the judiciary. Standing at the podium today, I feel much like I did when I was 5 years old and used to step into my dad's farm boots. My dad's boots were awfully big for my feet then, and so are the shoes of my predecessor today. 1 week ago, Chief Justice David Gilbertson retired after serving as a justice on the Supreme Court for 25 years and as Chief Justice for 20 years. One of Chief Justice Gilbertson's most significant but intangible contributions was the collegiality and goodwill that he fostered both inside and outside the court system during his time as Chief Justice. Chief Justice Gilbertson was a model of humility, dignity, and service. As a colleague, I've spent many hours with David Gilbertson. I can attest that he is the same man in private as he is in public. He is kind, patient, and considerate. He's truly a man of faith and integrity. I know I speak for all the members of the court who have worked with David Gilbertson, past and present, when I express how much I appreciate his friendship, collegiality, and mentoring. The courts in South Dakota have seen significant changes over the past several years. Since 2015, the South Dakota Supreme Court has had a complete turnover. As I reflect on these transitions, I'm struck that while the names and faces of our judiciary may change, the fundamental purpose of our courts remains constant. That purpose is what I would call the core function of the courts, which is to provide a fair and impartial forum for the resolution of disputes and to decide those disputes based upon the established rule of law. The courts have served this core function since Abraham Lincoln appointed the first 3 justices of the Dakota Territory Supreme Court in 1861. For over 130 years, the courts in South Dakota have ensured the frequent recurrence to fundamental principles of liberty and justice. When the threat of the pandemic has ended, I would invite you to observe a court session in a courtroom in our state. I'm concerned that many people's conclusions about the court are drawn from social media, sensational headlines, or courtroom dramas that often do not reflect reality. Yet most of the work of our courts in South Dakota is done without spectators, fanfare, or notice. I'm asking the legislature this year to consider raises for our judges. The State Judicial Qualifications Commission has warned for several years that inadequate compensation is contributing to a lack of applicants for judicial positions. As of July of 2020, the comparison of judicial salaries in other states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories shows that the salary for South Dakota justices and circuit judges are 51st and 49th, respectively. I want to talk about the importance of the people working in our court system, and particularly one group, and that being the clerk of courts. The work of our court simply could not be done without them. This year, I'm requesting funding for additional clerk positions, particularly in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties, where the caseloads have grown with the area's population. I'm grateful to Governor Noem for including these positions in her recommended budget. I want to touch on a couple of other current topics of significance to the court. The first is the impact of the coronavirus pandemic during the past year. In March, the Supreme Court entered an emergency order designed to keep the courts open and operating safely during the pandemic. The order permits the presiding judge of each circuit, with the approval of the Chief Justice, to implement circuit-specific protocols which balance the importance of reducing the spread of the virus with the commitment to conducting court business as necessary. Video conferencing technology has been used to conduct many court proceedings throughout the year. While courts in other states have canceled trials for months, our courts have held jury trials and court trials every month in 2020. In addition to trials, our courts have daily held civil and criminal motion hearings, arraignments, protection order proceedings, and many other proceedings needing immediate resolution. Court services officers have also adapted their work using technology and other measures to continue providing supervisions to individuals placed on felony probation. Another topic of discussion for the UJS over the past year has been judicial security. I'm asking the legislature to authorize funds to allow the unified judicial system to hire a full-time court security coordinator in fiscal year 2022. The security coordinator will be responsible for developing recommendations and overseeing security assessments at courthouses across the state. Once an assessment is completed, the security coordinator will work with local court personnel and county officials to discuss and implement any additional security measures. I want to thank Governor Noem for including this funding for this crucial position in her budget. I also look forward to visiting with the legislators during the course of this session about the importance of this position for the courts. I also want to take a moment to welcome our newest justice of the court, Scott Myron. Last month, Governor Noem appointed Justice Myron to replace Chief Justice Gilbertson. Last week, Justice Myron was sworn in as the 53rd Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court. Justice Myron is respected around the state for his demeanor, intellect, judgment, and practical approach to the law. I want to express my appreciation to my colleagues on the court for their support and confidence as I begin my position as Chief Justice of the South Dakota Supreme Court. It is truly an honor to serve this court with Justice Jeanine Kern, Justice Mark Salter, Justice Patty Devaney, and Justice Scott Myron. They're extremely talented and hardworking jurists who hold the rule of law in high esteem. I'm grateful for the mutual respect and collaboration that exists between each of the members of the court. Finally, I begin this new year and this new role reflecting on the words of the prophet Micah in chapter 6, verse 8 of the Bible. He asks himself a question that I believe probably is the most important question any of us will ask of ourselves, and that is, what does the Lord require of you? Then he answers, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So then, justice is not just a job, it's more than a title. It's a calling and a way of life, and it leaves the world a better place. Thank you all.
That is South Dakota Supreme Court Chief Justice Stephen Jensen. He's addressing a joint gathering of the state legislature last week, and it's part of our In Their Own Words feature. You can hear In Their Own Words every day during the legislative session here on In the Moment on SDPB Radio.